Do you like movies? Then Netflix is the place for you. Would you like to support this podcast? Use the red stamp-shaped Netflix affiliate banner link in the show notes at truckertompodcast.com for a free trial and instantly begin streaming movies right to your computer or TV set-top box. Tango Tango Papa 1415, September 30th, 2010.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you once again from home. Been home now for, I guess, officially a couple of days. Of course, I was home sort of unofficially on Monday. I had to deliver the load, that load down to Clarksville late Monday afternoon, early, Monday evening. And so then I came home and... I've been home since then. So past couple of days, I've just sort of taken it easy Tuesday and Wednesday. Haven't really done a whole lot of much of anything. I did meet my friend Gene for lunch up in Bella Vista on Tuesday. And then on the way home, I ended up stopping at Best Buy and to look around a little bit. And when I was home the last time, I was had ended up looking at some desks. I've been thinking of getting another desk here, adding another desk to my to my bedroom back here, because there I had a corner back here where I did have a computer desk, and I could run the desk or run the computer back here, rather than setting my laptop up on my dining room table as I typically do. Sometimes it's easier if I have the option of running the computer in the bedroom here. And so I saw this. It's a glass desk, basically, with a metal frame with glass top. And I'd seen that at Best Buy when I was home the last time, and I was reminded when I walked through there Tuesday. So I went ahead and bought, they had one in stock, and it was easy to assemble, so I went ahead and bought it and got it assembled. And so I've got it set up here in one of the corners of my bedroom, and seems to be, just fill the bill pretty much, and so it allows me to set my computer up in here again, rather than set it up on my dining room table as I have. I've typically, that's what I've done for quite some time now. So it'd be nice to have the option of doing it here in the bedroom again. I did have I've got this other computer desk, but I ended up some time ago using it as a television stand, basically, for the Sony flat panel television that I have here in my bedroom. I'm using that other computer stand that I was using as a computer stand. I'm using it as a basically as a television stand, and got the surround sound equipment in it and stuff too, so the receiver, so that I have here in the bedroom. So I did that yesterday, and then today I didn't really go anywhere. I did go down and to the post office, basically down here to West Fork, but didn't really go anywhere. I did call the on Tuesday I did call the the fellow, you know, the furnace guy, the furnace repair guy. And he said, well, he would give me a call Wednesday, and he would try to come out Wednesday, which that was today. Well, kind of true to form, typically when I call him, a lot of times he'll say he'll call, or he'll say he'll be out, and then he doesn't make it out. And I probably will have to give him another call to kind of remind him, you know, before I leave, obviously, because I still can't get my furnace to come on. Now, right now, it's not very critical. It's just getting kind of cool at night, and then it warms up in the daytime, and it's not really cooling off all that much in here in the middle of the night. But obviously, I need to get the thing fixed, because we will be, at some point in October, we will be moving into some freezing weather. And I would rather, you know, when I leave the next time, I want to be able to leave the furnace in a position where it will come on if the temperature drops below 45 degrees, which typically in the wintertime, I set the thermostat. Here in my house, I set the thermostat on about 45 degrees so that it will come on if the temperature gets cold enough to cause it to become 45 degrees here in the house. The furnace will come on, provided that the furnace works. So see if I can't get the guy. You know, I should be able to get him to come out here before, you know, sometime before I go. I've got 3 more days to go before I have to go back to work. So, anyway, I've been, so today I watched quite a bit of stuff online, been watching a lot of video podcasts, sort of poking around and seeing what's available. You know, and I did write an article, by the way, on Geek News Central. It's another article about over-the-top television, or OTT television. I entitled the article OTT Tsunami, meaning basically the gist of the article is that I think that there is a bunch of over-the-top video that's soon going to be making its way towards television watchers. And there's a variety of reasons that that's happening. I think, of course, one of the reasons is bandwidth. And then the idea, you know, we've had podcasts, video podcasts, audio podcasts have been around for now about 5 years or so. And at first, you know, technology, especially technology that ends up being popular technology, a lot of it can end up starting out as sort of a hobbyist type of technology. People that are sort of into hobbies will sort of embrace it. That certainly happened with the computer. You saw people kind of embracing computer technology. It was back in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s. People were really embracing it as a hobby. They didn't really know what they were going to do with the computer, but they thought it was a neat technology. And so there were a bunch of, you know, hobbyists that were engaged in it, but certainly not the mainstream. It took a while before the mainstream began to see, hey, there's something really to this, and took a number of years, and then it started to catch on. Well, I think the same thing has happened with podcasting. The concept is out there now, and there's been a lot of mainstream businesses that have sort of embraced it. But I think now it's poised. It's at the point where all of this over-the-top set-top box stuff is really going to bring the internet-delivered content into the mainstream, you know, in a huge way. you saw the same thing happen with, back in the, it was really back in the 70s and in the 80s, you saw a lot of people were, hobbyists were sort of embracing backyard satellite dishes, satellite technology. And, you know, I was one of the people that did that. And then you finally, you saw that the, it kind of became mainstream when it, you know, they came up with the small digital satellite dish that had a the dish about the size of a large, an oversized pizza pan. You know, and then it really began to take off as far as people receiving direct broadcast satellite signals, and it was kind of it ended up being commercialized. And so hobbyists, especially when it comes to electronics, hobbyists often
well, we had a little bit of an Ubercaster fail. It messed up. And I ended up having to I just went ahead and rebooted the computer. Usually if Ubercaster starts acting stupid, it's time to reboot. And I just rebooted earlier, so I don't know why it was acting so stupid. But, well, in any case, what I was talking about, you know, oftentimes, at least in the modern age with electronics, hobbyists often... you know, we'll begin to play with something, you know, maybe 5-6 years ahead of time. And then oftentimes, you know, the most useful features can end up getting squeezed into, you know, smaller, better, faster, less, more value for the money, less expensive device. You get whatever the best features are kind of get roughed out, sort of determined over time, sort of almost like a survival of the fittest when it comes to features. Sort of a survival of the fittest process takes place, and with hobbyists especially. And then you kind of end up with, you know, the things moving into the mainstream. And so I think that's happening now with, it's poised to happen really with over-the-top, you know, the so-called over-the-top content, internet-delivered entertainment content type stuff, you know, video, audio, et cetera, games. And one of the reasons is that is happening now is because the we've got some pretty powerful computers. We're not thinking about it, but you know what they're putting into cell phones today. Like this cell phone that I have, this HTC Evo, that is as powerful, or maybe even more powerful, than the desktop machines from 5 years ago. The state of the art desktop machines from 5 years ago. Some of the chips that they're putting into television sets, into some of these flat panel television sets, are more powerful than the desktop machines from 5 years ago. And so those are really computers in their own right. You know, they just have a different form factor. Obviously the cell phone, the smartphone that goes in my pocket, has a different form factor. Nonetheless, it's a powerful computer. The flat panel television, 40-inch, you know, and above, or it could be even a smaller one, but flat panel television that has all this built-in internet capability is really a computer, and it's just got a little bit different form factor. It may or probably doesn't have a keyboard. It's got the ability to load these apps, and therefore, with the apps, the so-called apps, they can add functionality after the fact. You know, it's sort of an open, you can think of an app type of thing as a kind of like a computer, you know, a regular desktop computer. You've got the basic computer and it does some basic stuff. You know, maybe it ships with a basic operating system that does basic stuff, but then you start adding software to it. You think of the, you know, it's got a big open space where you can just program it to do almost anything you can imagine.
And so that's true of any computer. Doesn't just have to be a desktop or a laptop computer. It's true of a cell phone, a smartphone computer, or a television computer that basically, you know, that offers the ability to run apps. And so, but with this, the broadband, the increase in broadband, the availability of broadband, as well as the increasing power of all of these computers that are making their appearance everywhere, these computers that are just popping up everywhere, powerful computers, the gist of it is that it puts apps, these little apps, the ability to run apps everywhere, you know, where we can put in extra functionality into these very powerful computers. And so we're really, over the next few years, there's really going to be a tsunami of so-called over-the-top television. And it's not going to just be, you know, it's not just YouTube. Although YouTube's there, YouTube is certainly tried to be, you know, it's going to be in every television and every, you know, it's in every smartphone, certainly. And it's already, you know, it's already been there for a while, but there's going to be a lot of other of these apps that are making their ways into all these different devices. And now, you know, of course, it's in Blu-ray players, and it's increasingly it's in televisions, internet connected televisions, televisions that have built-in Wi-Fi, or they've got an Ethernet port. All these different set-top boxes, smartphones, etc., etc. And so it's going to be interesting. It's getting very interesting from the video perspective. So the past couple of days I've watched enough, you know, just a bunch of different content that's basically kind of considered over-the-top type content. And some of it's kind of interesting. You know, one of the things that hobbyists do, you know, back in the day when I had a big, you know, this is playing around with a bigger satellite dish, I wanted more choice. You know, I that's one of the driving forces for people to kind of play with satellites. You want to just, you're curious, you want more choices, see what's out there. And certainly that happened with the big satellite dishes. That gave you a lot more choice. There was, you know, some real alternative stuff out there. And the same thing, obviously, now is happening, you know, a trillion times over with the internet, you know, because with even with satellite, obviously, there was, you know, there's only so many satellites up in the sky, and there's only so many transponders per satellite, even in, you know, even in digital satellites. But on the internet, it's pretty much unlimited. It's just limited to the bandwidth. So the potential for finding all kinds of really just niche type programming is unlimited. And so I think that we're really poised to see an explosion of content that is coming through the internet directly to a television, and it simply bypasses traditional cable or satellite channels or broadcast channels. Now, you know, this Blu-ray player that I have, that was the, you know, it came with Netflix already integrated in it, and that's the reason that whenever I got this Blu-ray player a number of months ago, that's what prompted me to sign up for a Netflix account to start with. But this also has there's this other service called Vudu, V-U-D-U, and I never had until this evening, I never had messed with it for some reason, you know, because it's HD. you know, they offer, Voodoo offers stuff for rent, and much of it is, it's streaming, but much of
it. Okay, well, there we went again. So I had to what I had to do was recreate another, basically a new template file, because, you know, over time, you know, I keep reusing the same Ubercaster template files, and over time they kind of get corrupted, and usually rebooting a computer is enough, but eventually it's, you know, you have to replace the file and kind of rebuild it, so that's what I've done. So anyway, what I was saying was Voodoo, this Voodoo service, which is built into this LG Blu-ray player that I have. They offer SD, HD, and then something called HDX, which is kind of really a high bandwidth, lossless HD format. You know, so if you're going to do HDX and you really need a fairly high performance internet connection, the HD, if you have a halfway decent connection, it would probably work. And then the SD, you know, is going to be the easiest one to get to work. But so in any case, I was messing around, and on the Voodoo, I found out that, you know, and it may be something that they've added since I first got the unit. But when I was on there tonight, you know, when I first got it, I started to look at Voodoo, and then I just never did get around to it. But, you know, I looked at it this evening, and it says, we'll give you a free rental, and all you have to do is put in your email address, and they give you a free rental, which I did. And so I was poking around, and there's this HD video called Book of Eli. It's a movie, and so I hadn't seen it. I'd heard a little bit about it, and so it's for rent on the Voodoo service, and they gave me a free rental. It was like $3.99 or whatever. So I started out renting it on the, you know, in just the HD, not the HDX, but just the HD, and that started playing okay, and then it started buffering, and then they asked me, do you want to change to the SD? You might get a little bit better results, and so what I did, and it still looks pretty good, and so most of the movie I was able to stream it without it buffering, but then probably in the latter half of it, my internet connection started going funky, and so eventually I was able to watch the whole thing, but it, you know, I ran into some buffering problems in the last half of it. It buffered several times, but I was able to watch the entire thing. So anyhow, here is the trailer for The Book of Eli.
Say the war tore a hole in the sky. Only a few survived. That was 30 winters ago. I have been walking ever since. Our only hope is in my hands. Some would kill to have it. I will kill to protect it.
Put that hand on me again. You won't get it back.
All right. Come on, do it the hard way.
Okay, so there's the trailer for The Book of Eli, and basically the premise of that is that it's kind of, you know, another one of these post-apocalyptic type of movies, you know, where, you know, but in this case, this Denzel Washington character is, his name is Eli, and he's got what is ostensibly the only Bible in the world, and he's received these, you know, this voice in his head told him to, you know, basically to take this Bible and head west with it. And, you know, so he's been walking for 30 years, heading west. And, you know, of course he runs into all these, post-apocalyptic, all these bad characters, bad actors, you know, kind of the mad, you know, some of it's kind of a Mad Max type scenario where, you know, okay, well, it messed up again, even after I created a brand new file. I don't know what's going on with this thing. So, in any case, this Book of Eli, as I was explaining, you know, it's a post-apocalyptic world. You got all these bad people in it, and so his character is he's got this, you know, the only copy of the Bible that exists in the world, and his job is to take it west, and so he's faithfully following that directive. So it's kind of an interesting movie. It's you know, it's got a look. It's one of these. It's really sort of stylistic. It's got a certain type of look to it, and you know, it's really kind of a gray, depressing sort of look. And, you know, of course, you can as you might imagine, it's also pretty violent. Well, so anyway, if I can get this thing to work, I don't know what's the matter with it. Normally, it wouldn't act so stupid. I don't, you know, normally I can, if I replace this template file, typically, and especially after I reboot the computer and I don't have a whole bunch of other stuff open, it should work fine. But I don't know what's going on. I've never seen it sort of demonstrate quite this behavior before, you know, so I don't know. But so anyway, hopefully we'll be able to get through this. I want to go through the top 10 box office. There's some new movies that have appeared. So we'll just jump right on into this. Number one, there's this new movie called Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, and I think it's a sequel to the original Michael Douglas Wall Street movie. It had, you know, it's been in release for 1 week. It had this week it had a gross of $19,011,188. It's in 3,565 theaters. Weekend screen average was $5,332. And so here is the trailer for Wall Street.
One silk handkerchief, one watch, one ring, one gold money clip with no money in it, and one mobile phone.
Reminded me, I once said, greed is good. Now it seems it's legal.
No matter how much money you make,
Mr. Gecko,
you'll never be rich.
Why don't you start calling me Gordon?
Okay, so that's name of that is Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps. And I don't remember if I've ever seen the original Wall Street movie. I don't know. If I have, it's been a long time, and I kind of have forgotten the plot. So that's probably one that I need to look up on Netflix. Number two on the list is Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Gahuli, or whatever, and is another one of these animated movies. Been in release for 1 week. So far, it's grossed $16,112,211. It's in 3,575 theaters. Theater average is $4,506. And so here is the trailer for Legend of the Guardians.
Legend tells of a band of noble warriors known as the Guardians of Gahul. Whenever trouble is at hand, seek them out, for they are sworn to protect the innocent and vanquish evil. Should I stop?
Oh, what?
No.
Oh, this is my favorite part.
What happened next?
Then Lai strikes the final blow.
The Guardians win. La 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 la. They go home. The end. Think about something real.
They're real.
Empty fence.
I picture myself standing on a great cliff with the Guardians, ready for battle. Come on, I'll race you.
Whoa.
What's going on? We need to find the Guardians. They're the only ones who can save us.
We're each other's family now. We'll find them together.
When you've flown as far as you can, you're halfway there!
What did he say?
We're halfway there!
You too can be a great guardian one day.
Okay, so that was for the trailer for Legend of the Guardians. another one of those animated movies. You know, they seem to be making the rounds these days. Anyway, number three on the list is a movie called The Town. It's been in release for 2 weeks. This week it had a take of $15,605,171. It's in 2,885 theaters. The weekly take this week was 5,000. The theater average, rather, was $5,409. Gross to date, $48,692,072. Number four on the list is a movie called Easy A, as in, grade A, like grade, you're in school and you're going to get an A, Easy A. Been in release for 2 weeks. It's had a take this week of $10,600,000 or $600,497. It's in 2,856 theaters. The theater screen average was $3,711. Gross to date is $32,714,215. Number five on the list is a movie called You Again. It's been in release for 1 week. It's had a take so far of $8,407,513. It's in 2,458 theaters. The theater average was $3,420. So here is the trailer for You Again.
I have news. I got a promotion.
What?
I am now VP of our New York office.
I am so proud of you, honey.
So, Marnie, we have a lot to do before your brother's wedding.
I just feel bad that I haven't met his fiance.
Isn't it funny? You guys all went to high school together?
Wait, we all went to high school together? No! My brother is about to marry the girl who single-handedly ruined my life in high school. You were prettier with the mask on.
Don't let the way those girls treated you bring you down.
You got this. Nothing to be afraid of. Hugsies! I can't relate to what I went through.
Nobody gets through high school unscathed. I knew one girl who made my life hell.
Aunt Nona, this is Will's mom.
Gail?
Ramona.
How long has it been?
Well, don't tell or I'll have to strangle you.
High school was a horror movie. This weekend is the sequel.
Don't turn everything into a competition.
You were cheerleading captain at Ridgefield?
Yeah! Woo! Get her power! What I'm about to do is deeply, deeply wrong!
Yes! You've got this whole good girl act down to a T. Kitty likes to scratch.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to step it up, take it to a whole new level.
This weekend is a disaster.
You stole Richie Phillips from me!
Richie Phillips from high school?
You're grounded. Go to your rooms.
I know you said to put it behind me, but I guess I just couldn't.
You're human. Making mistakes is part of what we do. It's how we go about fixing them that matters.
Great.
Quick, somebody call Us Weekly. Let's find out who wore it best.
You again.
You probably had lots of boyfriends, right, Joanna?
Tim!
What is your phone number, by the way? Someone changed your
number. It's 555-0172. I'm also on Facebook and the Twitter.
Okay, so that was the trailer for a movie called You Again. And let's see what else we have here. Number six on the list is a movie called Devil. It's been in release for 2 weeks. The take this week was $6,605,960. It is in 2,811 theaters. The theater average take was $2,350. Gross to date is $21,859,425. Number seven on the list is Resident Evil Afterlife. It had a take this week of $4,954,791. It's been in release for 3 weeks. It's in 2,642 theaters. It's had a theater average of $1,875, and the gross to date is $52,073,588. Number eight on the list is a movie called Alpha and Omega. It's been in release for 2 weeks. It had a take this week of $4,735,271. It's in 2,625 theaters. The theater average take was $1,803. Gross to date is $15,164,944. Number nine on the list is a movie called Takers. It had a weekend take of $1,622,302. It's been in release for 5 weeks. It's in 1,413 theaters. The theater average was $1,148. Gross to date is $54,885,175. Finally, number 10 on the list is Inception, which has been in release now for 11 weeks. It had a take this week of $1,247,006. It's now at this point it's in 907 theaters. The theater average was $1,374. I think they've milked this probably for about all it's worth, or getting close anyway. Gross to date is $287,053,292. And I'm wondering how much did it cost them to make this? Now, of course, it's probably going to do okay in DVD and, you know, I don't know what the worldwide box office is going to be, but I would expect that it's, you know, it seems to have done pretty good, but this is probably a pretty high budget film as well. So, I don't know. In any case, that was the top 10 box office. I don't know what's going on with this, with the Ubercaster. It keeps screwing up. I've never seen it quite behave like this before, you know, this way. But, so I'm going to have to see if I can't rebuild a file and, maybe get the thing to work right. It's just acting kind of really, really strange. So, anyhow, probably better be cutting this off. Hope everyone is having a great week so far, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com.